This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Motion-activated cameras installed on Route 3 in New Hampshire's North Country are trying to get confirmation that the animals biologists think are in that neck of the woods actually are there. For more on why scientists are seeking this level of certainty, we turn to David Brooks. He writes the Granite Geek column for the Concord Monitor and is a regular guest here on All Things Considered. Welcome back, David.
Always glad to be here.
So the Nature Conservancy put up these cameras on a portion of Route 3 near the Connecticut River from Lancaster North to Stratford. Why did they do this?
This is where I have the joke about the chicken crossing the road, except I never been able to quite do that joke. So it's not a chicken, of course. They want to see where animals cross the road, but that is what they want to see. Specifically, they're looking at what they call a wide-ranging forest-dwelling animals, not including the really large ones we usually think about crossing the road, moose and deer. So they're looking at, you know, bears and lynx and bobcat and porcupines and the like. They want to know, where are they crossing the road? What conditions does it lead them to be likely to cross the road in this spot as compared to that spot? And there are various theories. There's various information they've gathered about the topography and the ground cover and where development is. But at some point in biology, you have to actually go out into the field and see. And that's what these cameras are doing.
Mm-hmm. But if a porcupine crosses the road and no human is there to observe it, then why does it matter?
It does cross the road, even if we're not there. These are not
deep philosophical questions about animals crossing roads.
So the underlying science, or the underlying reason for this project, which has been going on for about the last year, I think they've finished it up and they're sort of starting to do analysis. The underlying thinking is what's called connectivity for wildland. So we preserve a lot of land, particularly in the North Country, for wildlife because it's good to have, but it's not just enough to have X amount of square miles preserved. So you've got 1,000 square miles of land preserved is terrific, but it's vastly better than 999 square miles preserved with roads cutting through it. Even if those roads only take up 1 square mile out of that whole 1,000, the fact that the roads are cutting it through will stop many animals from moving around. And if they can't move around, they are less likely to be able to to find food, to escape predators, to find places to live, and, of course, to adapt to climate change. So you want to know how your roads are affecting wildlife movement in order to help plan how to save them.
So if you know where the animals are crossing and at what frequency, it's possible that human beings can take steps to make it easier for them to cross, make it safer for them?
That's certainly the idea. So, I mean, the best of all is you'd like to build a bridge over it or build a tunnel under the road so the animals can go safely. But that's incredibly expensive and unlikely to happen on Route 3.
And the animals never follow the signs.
Well, they have trouble reading them. But signs is actually part of it. That's one of the things. This is fine. If you've ever driven along and you've suddenly seen a sign saying, you know, deer crossing up ahead, and as far as you're concerned, the road is exactly the same as it has been, you're saying, what the heck brought the sign there? Chances are it was put there because somebody had hit a deer at some point in the past. And so studies with critter cams like this is a way to do a better sense as to what's going on. So, for example, they find a place where lots of wildlife moves, particularly if it's a valuable wildlife like a lynx, which lynx do not like roads. They never come near them very often. But if one of these cameras was to find a place where comparatively large numbers of lynx move across the road, that might be a reason to lower the speed limit there. Or to put up barriers, perhaps, so that the lynx don't cross there because they keep getting hit, or something along those lines. But you've got to know where things actually happen before you can decide what action to take.
Mm-hmm. So what might happen in the North Country on Route 3 once the Nature Conservancy has gathered more information?
There will be discussion with the Department of Transportation, which oversees the road, with local communities, private landowners, for example. If there's private land along the road that they find that there's a bunch of animals are crossing the road here, they might go talk to the landowner and say, hey, what do you think about maybe we could put up a barrier along the road so the animals won't go there, or something else at that point. It sort of depends on the circumstance, depends on budget, depends on what people want.
Okay, and it's worth noting too that these cameras that the Nature Conservancy put up, they're not photographing cars.
No, and many of them are still up. Maybe all of them. I'm not quite sure. They're continuing to gather data, partly for safety reasons, because you want to know where animals are. If people hit them, that can be a It's bad for the animal, obviously, but it can also be bad for the driver. But no, they do not point at the road because they don't want to take a picture of every passing car. That's not what they're interested in. They're interested in what the animals are doing. So they're pointed away from the road so they will not catch you as you are speeding to your fishing hole.
Great. That's good news for fishermen. Thank you very much, David.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer who is so geeky that scientists have installed cameras in his home so they can observe pure geekiness in its natural state at graniteGeek.org.